Just want to tell everyone, I was really hoping to get this project done and funded for Mr. Rich Hamrick before he passed away. He has passed away. He was the guy we've been harassing about his tree line for years. And he had really hoped for a resolution on this, but I've just learned the sad news. Really super gentleman. So, there's additional conversations going on here, so I don't know.
But, okay, Alderwoman. Okay, Alderwoman, do you want to move forward with G5?
Yes. So, Glenn, if we award the bid this year, and Paul, please, Paul, vote here. We award this bid this year, the funds are going to come from this year's budget, or will it have to be rolled over and a new project created for next year's budget, or both?
So, item G5, which I believe is the topic that the chair has said we're talking about, funds a project for Marquette Avenue's construction in the 2021 budget. Item G4, which is not currently on the table, would have awarded the low bid, which is funded in the 2020 budget. But the project cost in total is greater than the amount of the funding in the current year budget. So you could award construction, but there would be insufficient funding for inspection and any contingencies. Again, should the table decide to take up item 4, there was a proposed budget amendment to get direction on that would have provided the additional funding. But you're currently talking about G5, which will provide a appropriation in the 2021 budget for the Marquette Avenue construction.
I don't think we really need to overcomplicate this. There was money in the budget for this year. The fact that two line items got missed and $150,000 got lost should not be the fact that it should affect this budget by a clerical error. So that's disappointing to me, but
look, Alderwoman, we've got it. I mean, that's the appropriation. I hear where the finance director is saying, but you've got the bids on G4.
Right.
Don't you want to move forward with accepting the bid to then put the appropriations together on G5 to let
Mr. Chair, you don't. The appropriations are in place on G4. You could award the contract,
okay. And
the appropriations are currently in place with the funding.
But then it would have to be carried over into the 21 because it's not going to be built.
That is an automatic item because the Common Council will have awarded a contract committing a contractual commitment on the part of the city. And so the funding will automatically move forward to 2021,
so
if not completed in 2020.
Then what would be the purpose of G5 if G4 does everything we need it to do?
The purpose of G5 is to bring forward an item which the Finance Committee made a recommendation to the Common Council. It becomes moot if the Common Council adopts G4.
That's good clarification. And there's not going to be another snafu that's going to come up where funds won't get carried over, or, oh, we don't have this, or, oh, we couldn't do that, because this has been going on for years. Can we just make sure that we're all going to fund this project? Could you speak out loud instead of talking between each other?
Well, she's just been telling them what we have to do.
Could you share that with the council?
So G4 awards the construction contract by use of the Marquette Avenue from 49th to 51st Street and the Marquette Avenue from Pleasant View School to 49th Street. That was a $750,000 appropriation. The construction contract is for $737,000. So there are sufficient appropriations to do the construction.
We still have to amend the budget. So I want, just give me a motion that does the whole thing, Paul, because you know how the finances go, and if I don't do it right, then you'll say, oh, well, you didn't do that, and you forgot to do this, and, you know.
Item G4, when you get to it, would award the contract and give direction to the Finance Committee to bring forward the monies that come forward from G3, which you have now not done. So I can't bring forward something that you haven't yet approved. But G4 would award the construction contract. Then there would be needed to be monies for contingency, which the city engineer believes might be will be necessary, as well as some of the inspection costs. Those costs were going to be covered by the contribution from the developers in G3. If you don't approve G3, that $86,000 may not be available to cover the inspection costs.
Well, on G5, there's the $86,000. So if I made the motion to amend the 2020 approved projects, okay, and the have it as a carryover as an approved project in the 2021 budget using the capital improvement funds related to Market Avenue extension from 49th to 51st, with 925 appropriations and 86,000 of donations from the developers, and the 600 transfer from the special assessment fund of the capital improvement fund. That would pretty much cover it all. It'd cover this year, it'd cover next year. It'd cover the transfer to the budget. Am I missing something?
I believe, Alderman, you are missing something, in that G5 amends the proposed 21 budget to create an appropriation in the 2021 budget for this project. It does not award the project. It creates an appropriation to do so.
I changed the wording to it. I changed the wording to say, to motion to amend the 2020 approved project, which it is. It's already a 2020 approved project. Agreed?
It is a 2020 approved project.
Okay, so that's part of it. So I'm motioning to amend that. And I'm also motioning to carry over as an approved project in the 2021 budget. Okay? And then I'm asking to do that using the capital funds related to Market Avenue for 49th to 50th. With 925,000 appropriations, and then using the 86, then everything else stays the same. So I'm covering this year's, and I'm covering the carryover from next year's, all in that one motion on this item.
I believe, though, that motion would be inappropriate in that it essentially becomes a budget amendment, and there is no budget amendment ordinance in front of you on your agenda this evening. There is on your agenda this evening item G4, which would in fact award the construction contract.
I can make my motion say that I direct you to bring forward a budget amendment.
And once the budget amendment is brought forward and approved, then you could award the contract. But you can't award in a contract until you have an appropriation. You do have an appropriation to award the contract under G4. And should you approve item G3, you would have the additional resources necessary to deal with the inspection costs. And
what they have here is a trust issue. I sincerely believe that I have a trust issue because I've been jerked around on this project so much, and the developers that have been waiting to put in their $25 million project they've been waiting as well. And we've been missing out on all of that. I just want that to end. I just want the project to be able to move forward. I want a clean motion that does everything. I want it carried over because we know we're not going to build it this year. So awarding a bid and then not having in the money in the budget for next year does not get us what we want. I don't want to play that game. I just want it clearly in there. So I'll yield to the floor.
Paul, can you inform the council that if we go with steps G3, 4, and 5, that this project will get funded and built next year?
Alderman, if the council adopts items G3 and G4, G5 is no longer necessary because the project has been awarded and contracted for. At that point, the funding is in place.
Okay. Okay, then, Alderwoman, let's go back to G3. Do you have a motion to create the agreement with Creative Homes and Franklin 49th Street LLC to construct West Marquette Avenue from South 51st Street to South 49th Street?
The problem with G3 is it says both developers are agreeable to the content, and they haven't worked out the details on it because they don't want to go into agreement until they know the money's there, because they're like, you're wasting our time. Stop wasting our time. We've spent weeks and weeks on this agreement, and they're going, why?
Why don't we then approve it with technical corrections by staff and the city attorney?
In agreement with the developers. Because they are the ones who have to sign it.
Alderwoman, you wanted to go out for bid. We went out for bid. We've got some pretty attractive bids out here.
We do. I don't think you understand what I've been going through with this project.
Yeah, you know, I heard the trust issue.
Yes.
I'm giving you the opportunity. Let's move this item forward and get the motion on the table so you can get it going.
If I felt confident, I would be more than happy to do that. But right now, I've got a document that says developers are agreeing to it, which they haven't. I've got no funding, which they say they're not going to sign this until you get the funding. So we got a little bit of a trust issue with the developers because of all the problems we've created.
We're going to subsequently make a motion to make the funding available.
I'll make the motion on G3. To approve the agreement with Creative Homes Inc. and Franklin 49th Street LLC to construct West Marquette Avenue from 51st to 49th Street, contingent upon funding within the budget for the project and agreement with the developers and corrections by the city attorney.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Alderman Nelson. Any discussion, city attorney?
For the record, even though it's the audio, but for council understanding and developer understanding, there are financial contribution requirements in this draft development agreement. So with regard to the state of the motion, read by Alderwoman Wilhelm, upon funding within the budget, that is with the understanding that there will also be funding provided by the donations, including money from developers.
They're fine with that.
Okay.
Nicole, are you still online?
I am. I mean, when you guys are moving your microphones, it's really, really difficult to hear. I think, you know, to your point, I think we're very, very close on the agreement with both developers. Obviously, I can't speak on the other developer's behalf, but I think, you know, from all the discussions with Glenn, Jesse, we were all privy to this. I think we're very close. There are some technical changes. There's some things that we need to just finalize in that. But I think we're close, and I'm confident we're going to come to an agreement with the city. But as Alderman Wilhelm said, it was kind of a moot point to continue down that path until we knew the funding was there. So I guess the short of that is I think we're going to be able to come to an agreement, but I think we just need to understand that I think there's got to be some of those technical adjustments that we all agree to.
Correct. That's going to be in the motion, that we'll work out the little details, just so long it doesn't cost the city anymore.
No, I think from the dollar standpoint, I think that was what we've agreed to.
Okay.
I think there was just some verbiage, and I think some of the engineering, who was going to finalize some things, I think were just some pieces we were kind of working through. But again, I think minor in the whole scheme of things.
Okay. Alderwoman Hanneman, and then Alderman Barber.
I just want to make a comment that I told I was pretty clear on G3 and G4 and G5, and I feel like what just happened was completely bamboozling. And I also feel that you made some accusations against our professional staff that I disagree with and I reject, and I just needed to say that.
Okay, Alderman Barber.
I don't know why we're making this so confusing. It was laid out very clearly. I understand that some people are skeptical, but the rest of us aren't. So I don't know why we're doing all this maneuvering now. We've spent time on this. We spent years on this. I understand it. But it's in a presentable form right now. Why can't we just accept and move on past the resolutions that are here, and let's move on with this? We've got bids. We can let them go. I'm going to be in favor of it. I'm ready to move on. I don't understand why we just can't do that, and why all this maneuvering has to continuously happen.
I believe I made the motion, and it's been seconded.
It has been seconded by Alderman Nelson. Alderwoman, I don't want to get into a he said, she said, a pissing match between the council members here. If you've got something to say to finish, please say it. But don't take it out on us.
Well, I think that...
Because we're supporting it.
I understand that. But I also had an alderman question what I said when it says right in here, both developers are agreeable to the content. I talked to both of them and they weren't. So I thought that was important to point out to the council, that you have a public document that is not reflecting what is actually happening, and it does need work.
Correct, and that's why we did add that it's going to be worked out. Correct?
Yes, my motion
yes.
is
yes.
fine.
And so, I mean, I think the council has heard enough about Marquette Avenue. They understand that there is urgency on your behalf to get this done. The staff should also know that, or the council should also know that staff has also been talking to another developer on this matter as well, that if that developer would
that
do something different.
That doesn't pertain to this, and that's not
well,
on the agenda.
No,
I'll
but
call
it's in
the
discussion.
Question.
So, but the council is deciding to
question.
Move forward. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, and none against.
On G4?
You're voting yes.
I'm voting to effect. G4, that's the resolution to award the construction contract to Thomas City. Or Tomasini Contractors, Inc. for the construction of the 2020 Marquette Avenue Road in the amount of $737,954.90.
Yes.
$737,954.90.
I'm prepared to make the motion, but I need to know where the rest of the money is coming from, because this is going to go in a 2021 budget. And that's not all the funding. That funding, we can award it, but that's not enough to do the project. So award the bid with the rest of the money.
Dandridge?
City, or wait, Alderman Barber.
I do believe we've been assured by the finance director that this does, in fact, do that by moving it forward.
The item indicates that this item is giving direction to the finance officer to bring forward the budget amendment for the $86,000, which the developers have offered in item G3, as an additional resource to pay for that inspection. We will bring that forward to your adoption meeting next at the next council meeting.
So I think it stands on its own at this point.
Yes.
So clarification, the total money we need is $900,000+ for this with all your contingencies. We're going to make a motion to award it for $737,000+. We're going to add $86,000 to it. The rest of the money to award this bid, to pay for this bid, is coming from where, and where's the motion to put that in the 2021 budget?
The direction in G4 says to bring forward the additional budget amendment. That would be an amendment to the 2021 budget, which will be is scheduled for adoption or consideration at your next meeting. Staff will bring forward the recommended motion to put the additional resources in the budget for those, for that item.
Do you believe you'll have the additional resources to match up and it will come forward and be that amount?
I'm confident that that's the case.
Okay, then I make the motion.
To accept the contract?
To award the bid.
Okay. Do I have a...
Yes, Tomasino Contractors.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dan Mayer? Okay. Alderman Mayer? All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against.
And so, Mr. Robbins, for when the next meeting you're going to bring forward the budget amendment?
That'll be part of your adoption process, yes.
And that's the last time that the budget can be, that can be amended?
Correct. It takes a simple majority to do so.
Okay.
Are you okay now? Okay. Now we don't have to do G5, so. Then G6 is on page 147. And
I'd like to make the motion to adopt an ordinance for only one side instead of both sides, because the developer has requested that. He said they need that. That was their intention all along. He's okay with putting our restrictions in there, but police department didn't want to put our restrictions in there, so we could do like Milwaukee and have them go odd and even side of the street if it's a snow plowing issue.
You do know the plan approved 36 additional spots.
For
the expansion on Statesman. Correct. We did that. The city planner, why don't you, oh, your thing doesn't work.
Why don't you note that Alderman Hanneman has left the room?
Oh, Alderman Harmon, Alderwoman Hanneman left at 10:20.
10:22.
Okay, we're on.
We're on Statesman.
In August, the Planning Commission approved a plan amendment to add 36 more parking spaces to the Statesman apartment project. So now there's 320 spaces approved for the site, which is 38 more than the UDO actually requires for on-site parking, which is to say off-street parking.
Do either one of you have the email he sent to you? Did anybody bring that? He's still requesting that he wants it on one side. And so I'm making the motion to adopt the ordinance, an ordinance to modify the municipal code for section 245.5D4, designing parking restrictions on one side of West Statesman Street from South 27th Street to South 31st Street. That's what the developer is asking.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Alderman Nelson. Any further discussion? Alderman Barber.
The city is concerned about the plowing of it and the additional cost, and that would also take care of our complaint with no parking on either side to accommodate the plowing and all the other issues that were raised. That would also take into consideration the police chief's idea of not having to control it all the time and having that additional expense on the police to make sure that the times and the sides. So I think by saying no, you're going to answer both questions for
both the DPW and for the police, the same
back
no
in.
Parking on either side. So that's going to be my thought.
So, Alderman Barber, you're in favor of no parking?
Yes.
City Attorney, or Alderman?
1025.
1025, Alderwoman Hanneman returned.